Hi, I'm Teresa Branscombe from the Internal Revenue Service. Were you expecting a refund check but didn't get it? Stick around. We'll tell you how you can get your money. Joining me is Eric Smith. He's a spokesman for the IRS. He's going to tell us all about these undelivered refund checks, how many people we're talking about, how you can get your money as soon as possible, and how to keep this from happening again. Welcome, Eric.
Hey, Teresa. Good to be with you.
First of all, what exactly are these undelivered refund checks?
These are tax refunds from returns, mostly returns people filed earlier this year, that the IRS sent out to people, but the post office returned them because we couldn't find you.
Well, why couldn't they be delivered?
The main reason is because a person moved and they didn't leave a forwarding address with the post office. But, you know, it can also happen because the name and address listed on the return were illegible. Maybe you didn't write it clearly. Maybe we couldn't read it, but we couldn't get it to you no matter what.
How many taxpayers are we talking about?
Well, for those people who filed for a refund, it's only about 1 in 1,000. So not that many in a way, but if you're the one, it's one too many. And when you add it all up, it's about 115,000 individuals and couples. And in terms of money, it's about $110 million. So on average, it's about $950 per check. So in many cases, we're talking about real, real money.
Yeah. Well, how can people get their money?
Easy to do. Just contact us. And you can do that online at irs.gov. Click on Where's My Refund? And you know, Teresa, when you go to that link, it's a good idea to have your return right at hand because we're going to ask you for some information. We want to make sure you are who you say you are. So we're going to need your refund amount that you're expecting. We're going to need your Social Security number. We're going to need your filing status, single, married, whatever. And so with that information, we can get that money right back out to you.
Well, what if you don't have access to the internet?
If you got a phone, you can give us a call. Toll free, 1-800-829-1954. Just think of the year, not that long ago for some of us. 1-800-829-1954.
Okay, so you've contacted the IRS. How long will it take to get your check?
Once we hear from you, it's about 4 to 6 weeks.
Now, is there a time limit to get this refund?
You know, there really isn't, Teresa, but you know, the sooner we hear from you, the sooner you're going to get your money.
And bottom line, how can you keep this from happening again?
Well, you can fill out a change of address with the post office. You know, that's usually a good idea when you move anyway. Or, you know, you can contact us. We can send you a change of address form. It's form 8822. You can get that online or by giving us a call that we can send it out to you. But really the best way, file your return electronically and then choose direct deposit for your refund. And when you do that, your refund will follow you. It'll go right into your savings account, your checking account, and if you're traveling or moving, it just doesn't matter.
So wherever you go, that check
follows you.
As long as you have the same bank.
That's right.
Okay. Well, Eric, thank you so much for this information.
Oh, I'm glad to provide it. And you know, Teresa, I really hope we helped some folks out there.
Well, I think you have. And thank you all for joining us. I'm Teresa Branscombe.